My guest at this time is North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. He represents the Tar Heel State's 11th Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and is chairman of the Government Operations Subcommittee. In that role, we want to get his insights into the reports about another security breach related to personnel files, this time related to more than 9,000 Department of Homeland Security employees and another 20,000 at the FBI, and it's believed to be associated at least in some way with a pro-Palestinian organization, since a pro-Palestinian Twitter account on Sunday had posted a link to the document. That's according to NBC News. And Congressman, first of all, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be back with you, and I look forward to talking about this important topic.
Well, obviously, a lot of folks were rattled, certainly those who had their records on file at the Office of Personnel Management last year. That ended up compromising the information of, I believe, close to 20 million people. This is obviously smaller, but these are the two organizations generally charged with protecting people in the United States, and that would include critical information. So what does it tell us that these two particular agencies were the victims of the hacking here?
Well, I think it shows two things. One is that no agency is immune from the attacks, but more specifically is that in spite of spending some $80 billion a year in IT provisions, that money is not necessarily directed towards the most up-to-date, not only encryption, but cyber defenses. I can tell you I was having a briefing here within the last couple of days as it relates to the previous OPM breach, but also the similarities to some of the other areas. And it's time that we've not only got to get serious about it, but we have to be, I guess, more prudent in where we put our resources. And so it's troubling. It's a national security risk and obviously something that we've got to address.
Well, the president, of course, has responded to this, as I'm sure you're aware, and he wants to do a major overhaul. He says, look, these systems haven't been upgraded in years. In some cases, like the Social Security Administration, it's been decades, and they're still using security codes from back then. And the United States government is just simply way behind the times here. And if we're going to keep up with these hackers or try and even stay ahead of them in protecting this information, it's going to require a major investment in overhauling this. What's your reaction to his approach?
Well, certainly it is going to take a major investment, but I guess getting back to my previous point, Greg, is some $80 billion is spent annually on IT. Now, that doesn't include some of those offline budget items, which some would suggest another $20 billion. So $100 billion spent, and yet what we're seeing is the resources that could be deployed have not been. I think that's the troubling thing for me. We've got a hearing that will be coming up in the coming days that I'm sure you'll be following. But in that, what we found were really tools that were there available for use, and yet they weren't turned on. And so we've got some old legacy systems, and by that, you know, people have used COBOL, Fortran language. And I'm 56 years old. I was learning that language when I was in college, and so we've got to update it. But money doesn't always fix it. It actually will take money and management as well as an effective implementation to address this.
So from a congressional standpoint, how do you ensure, it's easy to say yes to the money, but how do you make sure it actually goes to where it's supposed to go and make sure that the people in charge of this critical project are actually competent and doing what they're supposed to do?
Well, we've got a couple of different areas that we've addressed. One would be a new bill that came out with ISA and Conley. It's the FATARA Act, which deals with federal IT records retention and the need to bring that down and actually work on that. So we give them a grade, and most agencies got an F initially, and so we're going to be not only tracking this on a quarterly basis, but holding hearings every 6 months to make sure that we make progress. So it's really more accountability from an oversight standpoint, but also making sure that those that are doing a good job get rewarded. Those who don't actually are held accountable.
It's been about 8 months since the OPM hack, and there's obviously been attention paid to that. Based on your position, how much urgency do you think this administration is aiming towards this problem? Is it simply a matter that they are committed to doing this, but bureaucracy and politics are getting in the way? Or is it a matter of lip service and it's not the priority that we're led to believe it is for them?
Well, you know, obviously bureaucracy and politics gets in the way of almost everything in Washington, D.C., and so to suggest that that did not have a role would be disingenuous. However, I will say that is it a priority for the administration? I believe it is. Where we have a real breakdown is with some of our CIOs, our chief informational officers. Specifically, I have some troubling concerns with regards to testimony that we heard on the OPM breach. Based on what we're seeing perhaps be the truth, I think we'll see in the coming days more and more things come to light where we see that it is more on the implementation and the bureaucracy than it is on the funding level and a commitment to fix it.
Two quick questions before we let you go, Congressman. First of all, if this is taken seriously and if we can kind of work through the red tape on this, how soon could our systems be brought up to speed so this becomes less and less likely?
Well, it's interesting. There's enough not only financial resources but commitment there that we could see drastic improvements in a very short window, 6 to 9 months. Now, does that mean that we'll be at 100%? I don't think anything ever gets there. But my trouble with so much of this is that the attacks continue to come on a daily and hourly and minute-by-minute basis, and yet what we're doing is assuming that we're immune to those attacks from our foreign enemies. So we've got to get real serious about it. I do believe that once the commitment is made by the individual agencies and the implementation thereof, we can see real progress in a very short window, though.
And finally, what type of action do you anticipate the full committee and your subcommittee taking to address this?
I think that what you'll see is on a regular basis, not only hearings, but briefings that continue to address the issue. Cyber is one of our great national security risks. Obviously, when it deals with DHS and FBI and background records, that poses a keen national security vulnerabilities that we have to address. And so Chairman Chaffetz and myself are committed both at the subcommittee level and the full committee to continue to keep the pressure until we get this problem resolved so that all Americans and our federal records can rest assured that we're being vigilant about it.
Congressman, we'll leave it there. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
North Carolina Republican Congressman Mark Meadows represents his state's 11th Congressional District. He's a member of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee and its Government Operations Subcommittee. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.